Welcome back to another episode of JRC TV, another week here in beautiful Sausalito, California that we're sharing with you. Hopefully we can throw in some scenic imagery in the beginning so you see how beautiful and amazing it is here. But I'm excited to share with you this concept today. It's really simple and it's really easy, and hopefully it'll save you a lot of time, a lot of money, and it'll really help you on your journey to figure out what works in life. And my hallucination is when we go out into life at the very first moment, and sometimes it's later in life that some of us do this, but when you go out to figure out what works, what you usually start doing is reading books, listening to tapes, watching videos like this, searching for answers. And what's fascinating is the first answers you find aren't always the best answers. Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not. And today's episode is like, how do you figure out the difference between the really valuable information and the not so valuable information? And how do you avoid having people charge you ridiculous amounts of money for not useful stuff and people charge you the right amount of money for very useful stuff, or no money at all if you can find it online in great places? And so one thing we want to help you do is figure out what factors need to be present in your personal filter to comb through large amounts of information to find what's worth using and applying and what's not worth using and applying. So I'll give you a handful of things that I look for, hopefully just as a starter or a place to start for you, and then hopefully you make a list far beyond this, or don't even use my list, but this is what I've put into my filter. I want to know that they've had personal experience getting the job done if I'm going to learn from them or study what they've done. You know, if I was looking for someone to help transform my life financially and to learn some tips or tools, I might go pay attention to someone who became homeless. Now that seems weird because it's the second point. Not only find people who have done it, so someone who became a multi-millionaire or billionaire, or maybe just someone who figured out how to create a consistent, steady, passive six-figure income per year. Doesn't have to be millions and billions and trillions and all this other junk. I'd say, listen, if I really know my numbers and I want to transform this area of life and I need someone who knows how to do it, maybe I start something that's totally reasonable and figure out how to just crank through and knock it out of the park. And once I've done that, now do the next one and grow it a little bit more, and then grow it a little bit more and keep going. Now, science and research shows when you're able to do it step by step by step like that, it actually increases your confidence. It actually makes you feel more in control of the process, and therefore you tend to perform better and have higher confidence. So just a little side tip, start small, grow big, that whole thought process. But as I was saying, I might also go pay attention to the second piece, not only someone who's done it, but someone who's really messed it up. Because the other part I want to learn is not only what to do, I also want to learn what not to do. So watch people who might have royally screwed something up, and you don't have to be this blunt to them, but just observe how they do it, where they do it, when they do it, what they read, what they look at, what they do. And if you get their patterns, you can start to say, well, listen, I'm gonna do these things, I'm gonna avoid those things, and it starts to add up to the results you want. Now, what are their key factors? I look for ROI. And anytime I'm ever gonna read a book, take a program, go to a seminar, listen to a class, attend a course, sign up for a degree, any of these things, I look for what is the ROI that's gonna come out of this. And not just physical monetary ROI, but emotional ROI. Am I gonna grow as a human being in some way, shape, or form from this? And what's that worth to me, long-term and short-term? Is it gonna cause me to have deeper, more profound relationships with the people that matter to me most? And what you're hearing is a reflection of my values. Does it better my relationships? Does it better my health? Does it better my spiritual life? Does it better our ability to give to the world in a meaningful way? Those are important to me. So the third step might be define your personal values, what you value most, what is most important to you in life, health, finances, relationships, spirituality, all these areas. And then use that filter to say, listen, does the person teaching this concept align with the values that I think are most important in life? And if they do, they'll probably be a good reflection to learn some knowledge from. If they don't, even though it's great knowledge, the way they're gonna teach it and what they stand for might violate what you stand for, and therefore it's probably not the best place to gather the knowledge, because there's other people teaching the same stuff in other places you can find. So these are a couple examples. One, find someone who's done it, figure out what they've done. Two, find someone who's messed it up, figure out what not to do. Three, find someone who aligns with your core values and mission of who you believe you are and what you're here for, and also learn great tips and tools and insights from them. Now, this list can go on and on and on, or you can keep it to 10 things. We created a worksheet for you today, something you can download for free, our gift to you. And in return for that worksheet, what we want you to do is fill it out and go through it and figure out what are the key, maybe top 5 or 10 criteria that you think are most important that help you filter which programs are worth going through, which programs are not worth going through. Now, I remember someone had a silly filter a long time ago I heard, which was, if it's a video, I will never use it because it takes my time when I could be doing other things. But if it's audio, any day of the week. And I remember being like, that's a very interesting filter that gentleman has. But it is interesting. Everyone has their own types of filters, and today is your opportunity to create your own. So download the worksheet, create your filter, save yourself time, money, headache, all this other stuff that comes from not having one. The final piece here is that you want to learn how to sort the many, not find the one. So many people are looking for the perfect piece of advice and the best mentor and the one person who knows everything you need to know. Instead, learn how to go out there and see everyone as someone who could teach you something. And not only that, learn how to filter through what to learn from them and what not. One of my favorite things that people ask me all the time is they always ask, who are your mentors? And I say, every human being I cross paths with every day. And this is my biggest filter. Everyone is either an example of what to do or a warning of what not to do. So the final piece I leave you with is that's my last filter. Every time I cross paths with anybody, I'm always trying to learn from them, either what to do in life or what not to do, based on my goals, my dreams, my desires. I always ask myself, is what this person is showing me right now going to help me move closer to who I want to become or move me further away from what I'm trying to get to in life? And so hopefully this is useful. Hopefully you have some fun with the downloadable worksheet. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.